USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has reported nearly 200,000 new coronavirus cases in a single day. About 195,000 new cases were reported on Friday, a new single-day high. That pushed the seven-day average of new cases to over 166,000. The U.S. has now passed 12 million total coronavirus cases since the beginning of the pandemic. There is some good news in the fight against COVID tonight, as an experimental treatment for COVID-19 has gained emergency authorization from the Food and Drug Administration. The antibody treatment developed by Regeneron is authorized for the treatment of mild to moderate COVID-19 in adults. The treatment had been praised by President Trump and was one of the therapeutics that he received while he was hospitalized after contracting the virus back in October. Earlier this month, emergency authorization was also given to a similar drug being developed by drug maker Eli Lilly. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A judge in Pennsylvania has dismissed a lawsuit from the Trump campaign that sought to stop the state from certifying its election results. The president's lawyers had argued that different counties took different steps to let voters know about issues with their mail-in ballots, therefore violating the guarantee of equal protection under the law. In a statement, the president's legal team said they would appeal the district court's decision all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court if necessary. And if you're unsure about preparing your turkey to top your Thanksgiving table, Tim Berg tells us where to find all the answers from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Just ahead of Thanksgiving, the Butterball Turkey Line is ready to help. The line has been around since the 1980s, and the most common question they get is how long it takes to defrost a turkey, which the professionals say is 24 hours for every 5 pounds, and to thaw it in the fridge. Anyone planning to cook a turkey who has questions can call the hotline at 1-800-288-8372. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence and other prominent Republicans are making the case that a Republican majority in the Senate is a necessity, which means they need wins in two runoff elections in Georgia. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Vice President Mike Pence is throwing his support behind Republican senators in Georgia. Pence making a stop in the Peach State on Friday and called for their reelection to ensure a Republican majority in the Senate. Incumbents David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler are currently in runoff races against Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. Regarding those races in Georgia, Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton says,
if Chuck Schumer gets his way, if he gets the Senate majority, as we heard on the streets of New York just a couple weekends ago from him, that he plans to change America. I can tell you, having been in Georgia yesterday, that people there don't intend to let Chuck Schumer, quote unquote, take Georgia or to change America, because his kind of change means packing the court, raising your taxes, making Washington, D.C. a state, taking away your health insurance on the job, taking away your gun, giving amnesty to illegal immigrants.
Senator, I know
that's
how...
not what the people of Georgia want, and that's
right.
Not what they're going to allow.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the largest city in Canada has gone into lockdown as coronavirus cases in the city are on the rise. Starting Monday, the city of Toronto will go into a 28-day lockdown. The city recorded several hundred new cases this past week, setting record highs for daily COVID cases. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.